Kof-based Kislev, Thursday the 6th of December, Rabbi Benji Morgan, Hocheach Tochiach, does it still apply? Today's shiur is sponsored by Refuah Shleima, Avriel Sharon Bas Henna.
Good morning, everyone. I think Techacha is probably one of those sticky situations that some of us find ourselves in more often than not. And there's always that challenge. Do you say something? Should you say something? How do you say something? When should you say something? If you say it, then you're wrong. If you don't say it, you're wrong. So maybe today, just to look maybe at the sugya of Techacha and the Mekiras and maybe the Halacha L'Maisa and see how it is that it applies today and how we can apply it in our lives. So we know the mitzvah, as someone, where do you know Techacha from? We know the mitzvah in Parshas Kedoshim, Per Kites, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Leisisnes, Achicha Bilbavecha, Hecheach, Techeach, Samisecha, Vodisnes, Salav Chit. It's actually quite tied in with the Parshas of right now, going through the Parshas of Yosef and his brothers, because Yosef starts off with bringing Dibosom Ra, bringing the things which he thought his brothers weren't doing right. And right at the end of the story, again, Yosef finishes, the whole parasha finishes with Yosef saying, Ani Yosef. So the question is, where does this mitzvah apply? What are the Mokairos? And today, I'd like to discover a seeming stira in the Gemara. See how the different shittas of the Rishonim discuss and answer that stira. See how the practical halacha l'maisa comes out. And maybe how it comes to a few questions that we'll start off with. So the first question I'd like to ask on the pasuk that we know, Hecheach Techeach Samisecha, is this a mitzvah which is Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi? Or is it a mitzvah of Bein Adam L'Mokim? Is it a mitzvah between man and his fellow man, or a mitzvah between him and the Eibishter? L'may nafka minna. That's a very big nafka minna. Because if the mitzvah is Bein Adam L'Mokim, then if a person fails to give someone Techacha, and it comes to Yom Kippur, he doesn't need to go and find that person who he failed to give Techacha to. He comes to Yom Kippur, he says, Hashamnu b'gadnu, and it's fertig, it's finished. But if a person has a mitzvah v'chiach t'chiach, which is b'nodin l'chaveiroi, and he fails to give that person t'chacha in the correct way, or in the right way, or in the right time, or if at all, then on Yom Kippur it's not good enough to say Hashamnu b'gadnu. You would have to go and ask that person mechila for not giving him the t'chacha. Second of all, is there a mitzvah of mecha in Hechacha? Is Hechiach Techiach only that I should try and either stop him from doing it or get him to do Teshuvah? What is if I know he's not going to listen? Do I still have a mitzvah of Mecha? Protest. You get up and you stand up for what's right. Third of all, what happens if a group of people speaking Lashon Hara, one corner of the room, and you know they're the type of people they're not going to listen to. You say, oh, you've got to do tshuva and speak in Lashon Hara. They're not going to listen to you. But, you know, by walking over to that side of the room, they're going to feel quite awkward because maybe they're talking about someone who's a family member or because of your status in the Kehillah, they're not going to speak Lashon Hara in front of you. So you've actually, what you've achieved is that they stop doing the Avera. But there's no tshuva. Is that also included in the mitzvah of Hechiach Techiach? And finally, what happens if you see someone doing something which is not one of the Tarig mitzvahs? Say, for example, you see someone acting in a way which is not befitting them. Right? See someone pick his nose. Right? It doesn't say in the Torah you're not allowed to pick your nose. You can find Makuris Efsha, but there's times when some people do something which we'd call a Dova Maguna. Is that also included in the Hechacha, or is Techacha only about the Tarig mitzvahs? So we start off with this pasuk, "Kichiach tichiach samisecha," which the beginning of the pasuk says, "Leisisnai sachicha b'levecha," you should not hate your brother in your heart. "Kichiach tichiach samisecha," tell him off. "Veloisisal of chait," and don't bear his sin. So the Ramban is the first shitta I want to discuss today, and the Ramban has an interesting shitta. The Ramban says that teichacha in the Torah is not talking about stam a regular mitzvah, or you see someone do an avera. He ties it in with the beginning of the pasuk, and he says, "Leisisna sachicha b'vecha," when someone acts in a way towards you that you're not happy about, "Heicheach teichiach," give him teichacha by saying, "Why did you do this to me?" And don't cause him to do the avera of just and keeping this in his heart. Someone does something in your heart, have it out with them. So it's not if you see someone be mechal Shabbos, that's not what the Torah is talking about. The Torah is talking about a specific case of someone does something against you, speak it out. Ask him why he did it. The Gemara in Eirchim, Tesnain on base. The Gemara says, from where do we know that if one sees in one's friend something repulsive, that one is mechuyav to give him a proof? Maybe able to medayek then, dov maguna. Shenema hechiach teichiach. Why does it need to say hechiach teichiach? Hechichi v'lei kibel mimenu, minayin shiyachza v'yechichenu, tamad leima teichiach mikol makim. So the Gemara in Eirchin says that a person has a chiyav to give teichacha. We learn it from hechiach teichiach. How the Ramban deals with it, we'll get to Bez Hashem. But basically, it's very clear in the Gemara that the Torah tells you, hechiach techiach samisecha, that you have to keep on going back and telling him. Why does it say techiach? Hechiach, tell him off, techiach. Go back and tell him again. So, the Gemara then has a discussion between Rav Tarfon and Rav Elezer ben Azaria. And Rav Tarfon says, "Tmihani im yesh b'dor hazeh misha mekabel teichacha." I'm not sure there's anyone in today's generation that will accept teichacha, will accept rebuke. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "Tmihani im yesh b'dor hazeh misha yedea lehichiach." I'm not sure if nowadays there's someone who actually knows how to give teichacha. And Rav Tarfon says, I wonder if there's anyone who's going to accept teichacha, because if you go to someone and say, "Tol kisse mibein einecha," if someone comes to him and says, remove a splinter from between your eyes, which means you're doing something which is not good, that's not that great. You know what he's going to return back to you? And says, "Amalei tol kerem mibein einecha." He'll say to him, "Take a beam from between your eyes. Who are you to tell me what to do? I'm doing this thing of speaking Lashon Hara, you're a Mechal Shabbos or whatever. Who are you to speak to me about this?" So the Maisa, it seems, even in the times of the Gemara, it was doubtful whether there was the ability to really be Mekayim this mitzvah of Heichacha, of Hechiach Techiach. And the Gemara in Yevamah, Samach Yom Beit, says very clearly, Amar Rabbalah says, Mishum Rabbalah Rabshim, Kashem Shmitzvah Lodom Loima Dova Nishma, Kach mitzvah adam sheloi loyma dova she'ele nishma. That if a person is in a situation where you know, or you feel, or you suspect that the person is not going to listen, don't say anything. Rashi says, "Dichsiv heichiach teichiach," you should give teichacha lehechiach mi shemekabel heimenu. Give teichacha to someone who's going to accept it. Says the Gemara of Abba Eime, "Chiva shenema al teichach leitz penis neka heichiach lechacham viyadeka." You tell someone off who's a fool, he's just going to hate you. Don't. I'll take achleitz. But to a chacham, he'll love you. Which means, when a person's situation where he sees someone does something wrong, it's not posher that you should just go over and rebuke them. You have to make a decision. Is this someone who's going to accept it? Which means that the Gemara, both in Eirchim, between Rav Tarfon and Rav Elazar ben Azariah, and this Gemara in Yevamah from Rav Elah, are very clear that there's a clear decision that needs to be, the decision process that needs to be put in place before you go and give someone teichacha. You need to make a decision: is this someone who's a chacham or a leitz? Is this someone who's going to accept what I'm saying? Or is this someone who's actually just going to have a good laugh about it? And it's based on that, whether you're hechiach techiach. Rashi says, hechiach techiach, lo hechiach, mi shemekabel heimenu. The mitzvah of techocha is to give techocha to someone who will accept it from you. So that's very clear, that these first two Gemaras that we've got make the clear distinction between you knowing that this person's going to accept it or not accept it, and based on that as to whether you have a mitzvah at all. What's interesting is, there's another two Gemaras which seem to say the complete opposite. The Gemara, possibly three Gemaras, because the Gemara in Erechin, Mamash often a bit further down the stage, down the page, Gemara says, Ad heichon teichocho, Rav oma ad hakha, v'shmul oma ad klala, reich oma ad nezifa. Up until what stage should you continue going back and saying to the guy, stop doing this? The Gemara says, until he actually hits you, or curses you. So, that doesn't sound very much like someone who's up to that stage of accepting it. You know when you don't need to wait till you get smitten to know whether the guy's going to accept your teichocho or not. So it seems from the Gemara that if you're unsure, you would still give teichocho. But the Gemara in Shabbos and Hilma Dalef, it has a story about where Zera turns to Reb Simon, and he says, why didn't you tell the Reish Galusas off for what they're doing? And in this Gemara, it seems very clear that even if a person knows that whoever he's trying to rebuke is not going to listen to him, he still should tell him off. Because the Gemara goes on and it brings a story about the Rabbeinu Shleilam and Midas Adin, and the Gemara says, why aren't they punished, these tzaddikim in that door, why aren't they punished for not telling someone off? The din said to the Rabbeinu Shleilam, how you be adam limchais v'lei michu? They should have given a macha, they should have rebuked, and they didn't. Rabbeinu Shleilam says, it's okay, I don't have any tannus on tzaddikim in that door. Shemichu behem lo yekablu mehem. Even if they would have given teichacha, no one would have accepted it. The Midas Adin said to Rabbeinu Shleilam, emel fonecha goloi, yes, you know that they wouldn't have accepted it. Was it to the tzaddikim clear? How can you ever know? Hashem can know that someone's not going to accept something but you. How do you know? Even if someone looks like he's not going to accept it, he looks like that guy that's going to laugh. How do you know what an impression it's going to have? Actually, my parents became Bali Tshuva when I was very young. And I asked my father, what was it that was your first spark of inspiration of what made you want to look into Yiddishkeit? And he said 10 years earlier, he was sitting on a plane with a frumbiad on the other side of the aisle, and this guy got in a conversation with him about life. He said, what do you do? He says, oh, I work in a bank. He says to him, why do you work? He says, because I need to eat. He says, why do you eat? Because I need to work. Why do you sleep? So that I can provide for my family. Why do you go on holiday so you can work? So why do you work? So you can go on holiday. I can't afford holidays without being able to work. So why do you have a holiday so that I can go back to work? And they had this conversation, and that was where they ended up. And they had this secular conversation. And he planted a seed. And 10 years later, my father did something with that. You never know when someone's going to do something with your teichacha. Says the Gemara, therefore you have to give teichacha, because we're not the Rabbeinu Shleilam. We don't know. That sounds very different to what the Gemara says in Yevamos, that hechiach techiach, only do it if you know he's a chacham. Right? In fact, the whole Gemara in Rabbi Lo is irrelevant, because you never need to make that judgment call, because we're not the Rabbeinu Shleilam according to this Gemara in Shabbos. Another Gemara we have in Beit Salam Adam Adalot, which also is the final Gemara, which also seems to sound like this Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara is talking about three Averis, which were rampant amongst Klal Yisrael, that Chazal said, don't make a fuss about it. The three Averis were, one was clapping one's hands or tap dancing. I have to see exactly how you learn that Gemara, but it was some type of something which would come to tikkun klei shiur on Shabbos. And it was rampant that people weren't keeping that mitzvah. And even so, Chazal say, don't tell someone off if you do that. The second Rabbanon that was talking about there. Someone sitting right at the edge of an Eruv, right next to the Lechi, and he's holding something. Because I'll say, no, don't hold something right at the edge of an Eruv, because if it slips out of your hands, you're going to be interested in just quickly shtipping it back in. But if you see someone do that, don't tell him off. And finally, the Gemara there is discussing the Deiraisa of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, that there were people which were rampantly not keeping it. And the Gemara says, don't tell this person off. Says the Gemara, do you know why? Mutav shiyushogigin v'aliyu mezidin. It's better that the person who's going to do this, because they're going to do it anyway, even if you tell them, mutav shiyushogigin v'aliyu mezidin. Now here we have to ask a question. According to the Gemara that said in Yevamos, the mitzvah of Teichacha is only if they're going to listen. Why over here does the Gemara need to bring the reason why you shouldn't tell this person off is mutav shiyushogigin? Surely there's no mitzvah of Teichacha in the first place. Let me put it this way. According to the Gemara's reason of mutav shiyushogigin, what would happen if you know the guy's amazed? You know he's amazed. It's not that he doesn't know that halacha. He's amazed. Someone who learned with you this sugya that morning, right? You know he's amazed. According to the Gemara over here in Beitzah, then you would still go and tell him. Because the only reason why you don't go and tell him is because mutav shiyushogigin v'aliyu mezidin, you're turning the shogig into amazed. But if you know he's amazed, go and tell him. It's not going to achieve anything. Go and tell him. That's a clear, direct stira to the Gemara, which says, which is you have to make that cheshbon as to whether he's going to listen or not. So it's very clear that we have four Gemaras, which seem to say, the Gemara in Erechin and the Gemara in Yevamos, which clearly seem to say that you have to make a cheshbon before you tell someone off as to whether it's going to achieve its goals. And here the Gemara with the Midas HaDin, that only Hashem knows, and then the Gemara here in Beitzah, with regards to this Teichacha of Mutav Shiyushogigin, which seems to imply that it's actually very much not your decision as to whether the person's going to listen. You need to go and do your Teichacha. What happens after that? Until the Gemara says, Ad Kadei Hakar, unless the guy literally is about to, you know, throw you out of town, then, you know, it might be a time to stop. So how do we deal with this? So what we're going to see is, the Rambam takes one stance, Mukiyesu takes another, we'll see how we come out of Halacha Ramaisa, and then we'll go back to the questions. So the Rambam, the way he deals with this, with these Gemaras, with this Stira, between what the Gemara on one hand seems to say you should make the Cheshbon, and the other Gemaras which say you shouldn't make the Cheshbon. The Rambam paskens in Perek Vav, Milchus Deis Halacha Zayin, Haroya Chaveri Shechotoi Shehalach B'derech Leitoiva, Mitzvah Lahachziroi. There's a mitzvah to be machzirim, there's a mitzvah to help him do teshuvah. There's not a mitzvah to stop him, there's not a mitzvah to make him a chal, the mitzvah is Lahachziroi. Next, the Rambam says, The Rambam, when he defines this mitzvah of what we'd call constructive criticism, he says that only if you know that you're going to be machziroi lemutov. So the chayyur he sees, this is not a mitzvah about making a machar. Because even if the Rambam's lashon is, your mitzvah is to be machziroi lemutov. That means you have to make a decision, is this going to be machzirim lemutov or not? If it's going to be machzirim lemutov, go and give him the rebuke. If he's not, there's no mitzvah teichacha. So l'chayr, the Rambam's paskening, like the Gemaras, the first set of Gemaras, the Gemaras in Yevamos and the Gemaras in Erechin, like Rashi says, you've got to make a decision whether this guy's a letz or a chacham. How does he deal with the Gemara which says, mutav shiyushogigin v'aliyu mezidin? The Rambam, in Perek Aleph of Shvisas Asa, Halacha Zayin, says that no, there we're referring to a Beis Din. If a Beis Din is in a situation of where they should make a psak, there we say mutav shiyushogigin v'aliyu mezidin. But when it comes to a yochid has to make a decision as to whether they're going to listen or not. And Maaseh the Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvah Rishon Tes goes with the lashon of the Rambam as well, and he says that if one's words will not bring around teshuva, then there's no mitzvah to give teichacha at all. That's the Rambam. The Rambam says that we've got in a stira between the two Gemaras. One seems to say that you should make the cheshbon, one says you shouldn't make the cheshbon. Says the Rambam, the third, that the way he learns the sugya is, of course, you should make the cheshbon. That's a bin adam l'chaveiroi. And the Rambam is learning the mitzvah bin adam l'chaveiroi, because if bin adam l'chaveiroi, there's no mitzvah l'chaveiroi l'mutal. You have to bin adam l'chaveiroi, you've got to take your stand. The Rambam learns the mitzvah clearly, which is bin adam l'chaveiroi, to be machzir l'mutal. And either Gemara's which talk about Mutav Shushaken, that's the talking about Beis Din. Muki Yosef brings all these Gemara's in Perek Vav Yevamos in the Daf Chaf Aleph on Beis in the Daf Yarif. And he asks these questions. L'chir, on one hand we see the Gemara's in Erech and Yevamos say one thing. On the other hand we see that we've got the Gemara in Beitza and Shabbos which seems to say another. Zogdin Muki Yosef, the Gemara's which say Mutav Shiur Shegin Vali Meziten, that applies to the Yachid. So he's saying that when we give rebuke, if someone, the only reason why not to give rebuke to someone, even if he's not going to listen, is only if it's going to cause greater collateral damage. For example, if through telling him he's going to become a Mezid, or if through telling him he's going to hate you, and you're going to cause him to do other Averis. But if he's already a Mezid, then, Taka, you go and tell him, even if he's not going to listen. I, the Gemara's, which seem to say that you should make the cheshbon, he says, no, that's good for the cheshbon you should be making. Where the Gemara is saying, it's talking about a cheshbon, the cheshbon you're making is, am I going to cause greater damage by saying something? But there's a chiyuv of mechal, a chiyuv of standing up for what's right. And the chiyuv of the Mokhi Yosef is learning, it's a mitzvah shebinodom lamokim, regardless of what's going to happen to that person, whether he's going to listen or not. But if it causes him to give adkate hakar, or adkate klala, or that he's turning him to a mezid, then of course you don't, because then you've caused him just to do another avira. But the cheshbon that a person has to make is only, am I going to cause greater damage? So the Rambam learns the Gemara's in Erechin and Yevamos Kipshutom. And the Nemuki Yosef learns the Gemara's in Shabbos, which say, Mutav Shishogin, that you shouldn't make this cheshbon, Kipshutom. Either Gemara's over there, which seem to imply you should make a cheshbon, that's only the cheshbon as to whether there's going to be greater collateral damage or not. So we have two clear shittas rishonim, which deal with the stira and the Gemara in two different ways. On the one hand, you've got the Rambam, which says a person should make a cheshbon, this is a mitzvah shemein adon l'chaveri, and a person has to make a cheshbon as to whether this is going to impact this person or not. And Muki Yosef says, no, that's not your mitzvah. The mitzvah is an unmokah mitzvah. You don't have to make that cheshbon. The only cheshbon you have to make is, are you causing greater collateral damage, greater aviris to be done through telling him off? If he's going to hate you, or he's going to hit you, or he's going to become amazed through it, then you don't say it. That's the cheshbon that you need to make. So, we come to the halacha l'maisa. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Sim Tov Reish Ches, Ifbeis, and the Ramah of Anot, which are talking about that Gemara, which we discussed in Beitza, Daf Lamed, about Achila and Tosefes Yom Kippurim, there are more paskins like the Nemuki Yosef. There are more paskins that there's an obligation. The only reason is because of Mutav Shiur Shegin. But if someone would be, for example, amazed already, or it's a deraisa, like the Rashba explains on Daf Lamed over there, deraisas we would take on usually that people would know you would consider a person amazed, then you have to say something, even though you know he's not going to listen. Unless you're going to cause greater collateral damage. And this the Bi'alocha actually makes very clear. The Bi'alocha in Devar Maskel Vada, and also in Devar Maskel Chayv Leichichoy, the Bi'alocha says that don't take the Muki Yosef Kipshutoy. You have to know that you can only know that it's not going to cause greater collateral damage if you know the person. So if it's amongst family, friends, someone who you know, that he's not going to hate you more for it, that's why the Nemuki Yosef is discussing it. But otherwise, you should nemon that that you're going to cause great collateral damage by selling this person off. Al Kaponim, what's very clear is that the Ramah is paskening that this is a mitzvah shemin adon l'mokim. Not only that, you have a chiyuv to say this to someone, to give the teichacha, even though he may not listen, or even though you think he probably won't listen. Except in a case of where it's going to cause greater damage, like Mutav Shiur Shegin Vali Mezidin, or Ad Kadei Akar, Ad Kadei Sina, then you shouldn't go ahead and give him Teichacha. And in fact, it's a whole different way. According to this, it's Moki Yosef, it's a whole different way to even read the Pasuk, Efsha. Is going back. That mamash applies to the Teichacha. Someone should not cause sin, someone else to sin and to have sin against someone else. That's the thing you've got to make sure and take care of. There's actually a Shittim Kubet says in Beitza Daf Lamed, which says that even though we said the Kuntim Kyesef with a Yochid, a person should make a Machab with a Rabbim, the Beis didn't have to make the Cheshbon. If there's something which is rampant, a Chilul Shabbos which is rampant, then a person should get up and make a Machab even if it's a situation where you think people won't listen. Having said that, the Chaznish, a very interesting Chaznish, which is in Tofresh Ches Sifes, the Chaznish says that nowadays, when a person is making that cheshbon, then the whole mitzvah of the Shittim HaKubetzis is lachzirom lemutov. So you have to think of a way of teichacha that's going to be impactful of these people starting to keep Shabbos. So if you want to make a protest on Chil Shabbos, but you're going to cause greater collateral damage, you haven't achieved anything. So the Chaznish, a person through Ava, through sitting and learning with someone, you take someone who doesn't know, you take a case of rampant Chil Shabbos, and you start teaching people about Shabbos, bring them into your house for Shabbos, that's how you makan this mitzvah of teichacha, that's how you makan the mitzvah of machah. So we started off with the questions. Is this a mitzvah shemeinot l'mokim b'don l'chaveri? The Rambam paskins it's a mitzvah shemeinot l'chaveri. Thankfully, we paskin like the Moki Yosef. The Ramah paskin Moki Yosef has been odd l'mokim, which means that when it comes to Yom Kippur and a person is sitting in jail for the teichacha you never gave him, then you don't need to go and ask him mechila for that. Is there a din mechah or not? According to the Rambam, there's no din of mechah. Why would there be? There's no mitzvah of machar. The mitzvah is lachzir lemutov, to make sure that he does teshuvah. And therefore, if you're not going to achieve teshuvah, don't just stand up and protest. According to the Moki Yosef, that's not your cheshbon. Your cheshbon is to be limchith. What about if you're going to stop him from doing avera? You walk over to a group of people, they're not going to do teshuvah, but they'll stop from doing an avera through that. According to the Rambam, there's no value in hechiach techiach. Definitely the mitzvah of hechiach techiach is lachzir lemutov. But according to Moki Yosef and the Ramah, which is how we pass them, there might actually be. Because no less than, first of all, them thinking, if they feel awkward about it, who knows? And second of all, your mitzvah is being odd on a mokrim, to make a machah. By going and standing there, you've made a machah. And finally, the Gemara seems to say that it's even if it's a dava maguna, even if it's not one of the Tarag mitzvahs. And that could very much also depend on the mitzvah being odd on a chavir, being odd on a mokrim. If it's a mitzvah being odd on a mokrim, that it's a mitzvah between me and Hashem. What's my mitzvah? My mitzvah is to make sure that the Targ mitzvahs aren't destroyed. The Targ mitzvahs are kept. If it's a mitzvah of being odd on a chaveri, then here you're looking out for someone that he should live his life according to the way he should. A person shouldn't live his life doing Dov Magunas either. So the chaveri, according to the Rambam, it would apply even to a Dov Magunas, which is the chaveri, the diuk, and the Lashon of the Gemara there in Erechim. Shkech, thank you. All right, cool.